This is Sit Down Stand Up. That's Mott's.
Hi there, everybody. How are we?
Good to see you.
Good to see you. Another podcast. And we have a very special guest, Vince Barry, comic, DJ extraordinaire, owner of several tattoos.
Yes, sir.
So when I saw you, first of all, thanks for coming on the show.
Cool. Well, for the third time, I think this is now, because there was one time I was actually on. Then there's a mystery episode that will never be released.
That's true.
And now this is my third time, so I'm glad to be here.
Good to have you back.
It's good to have you back again. The last time I saw you, I mean physically saw you, you had just gotten some new ink.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you want to show off
Is it exciting?
Yeah, let's see here. So what's the best way to do this? I guess I'll go one on. I got some chest piece done here, and it goes up on the shoulder.
Superman?
It started off when I was like 19, I got just the Superman.
Right.
And then over the last few, last year or so, I've had more added all the superhero logos, but this is finally like, it's kind of basically looking like comic book panels almost with each of the superheroes, Batman, the Flash.
Right.
Superman, the Flash, Batman, Green Lantern,
Thor's hammer.
Thor is technically Marvel, but
right
on the other side, the reason
parents, you may want to cover your children's eyes at this
point.
The
reason I got the Thor's hammer over here is because this is also a Thor's hammer, but this is this is a drawing of a Thor's hammer from a cave drawing from like the 400s.
Oh, really?
So that's a Thor's hammer. This is a Thor's hammer. And
I thought it was part of the Rock's chest. That logo.
Right.
I will tell you that this started out as, what if the Rock was not Samoan? Because I'm not Samoan.
Right.
So I was like, what if the Rock... I literally told my tattoo artist, I like the Rock's tattoo, but I'm not Samoan, so I feel like it would be disrespectful to get Samoan artwork. So I got Celtic and Norse artwork instead.
Oh,
I felt
cool,
as a Caucasian, it was probably the safer bet. But I think it came out nice.
Good.
Everything is...
Now, is your goal to fill up the entire canvas over the next, X number of years?
I don't know. It's one of those things where I get into it for a while, a couple years, and then I'm like, okay, I'm done. And then I take a couple years off, and then I just got like the itch again.
Right.
I don't know if I'm gonna go all like full Japanese gangster chest and back tattoos, but I know I definitely want to at least fill out. I have little pieces, but I want to make them cohesive. So if I can just make everything cohesive, I think I'll be happy, but you're never done.
What was the first tattoo you got?
The first tattoo I ever got is right here, this Lord of the Rings tattoo.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah. I was 19 and I got it in the break room of my parents' insurance office from one of their clients.
Well, at least you picked a good movie. I mean, you could have had Working Girl.
Exactly. I realize most of my stuff is pop culture references. Right. Like a lot of my tattoos are. They're either meaningful
Fast
stuff.
Times at Ridgemont High. I got
What did your parents think at the end of the day when they were taking you home and you said, what's up with your arm?
Oh, well, the funny thing is, so they're like I said, they're insurance agents. They did it for a long time. Guy came in looking for motorcycle insurance during the conversation. Oh, I'm a tattoo artist. My dad's not a big tattoo guy. My mom never had one. But she was like, oh, maybe for Mother's Day you could have this guy give me a tattoo. And I'm like, all right, we'll just chip a couple bucks in.
Right.
We'll get the tattoo done. It turned into all three of us got tattoos that day. My dad only got the outline of a New York Yankees logo. Because
good choice,
that that shit hurts. You know what I mean? I'm not going to lie. None of this feels good. Like, it definitely stings. But, like... He got just the outline, and they were going to color it in. He's like, nah, I'm good. I'm just going to have the... So he has the outline. My mom has the one on the back of her neck. And
wait, what's the one is your mom have?
She has like a... she's got a little... I call it the one on the back of her neck because I know what it looks like. It's like a little heart with like vines and stuff around, little flowers.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
very... like right at the top of your neck and the back. And every maybe 5 to 7 years, I get her a new tattoo for Mother's Day. So she's got like a little heart on her ankle. And then this year, this might be the best one. We each got... matching strawberries.
Strawberry.
Yeah. Vince Berry, Donna Berry, Jim Berry. We're all berries.
Oh,
so we got
Daryl.
Daryl. Yeah. My other brother, Daryl Berry. No, Daryl Strawberry. Yeah. But we've got it in the same spot on the same arm.
And the same berry?
We got the matching tattoo, and maybe I can convince my dad to get one day. And we'll all have one.
So. Yeah, it's pretty cool, man.
I don't have any tattoos. My youngest daughter is covered with tattoos.
Oh, seriously?
Oh. Covered.
Like head to toe.
Yeah,
she's well. She's got them on her neck. She's got them on her. The first tattoo she got, because she's a Scorpio, was a scorpion. So we figured, I'm getting tattoo. Scorpion.
Yeah.
Okay, nice little.
Right. Yeah, a little scorpion.
She came in. It covered the side of her butt.
Oh, she went big for the first
one. Yeah, I'm like, what an a-hole. So now she's got stuff. She wanted to honor the family, you know, honor her body, not so much in real life.
Right.
So she's got a tattoo of my wife and her sister.
Wait.
When they were little.
Well, like a
here.
Like a portrait?
And she goes, Dad, I'm going to get a tattoo of you.
Wait, they actually, she has the actual
the photo
duplicate?
Yes.
On her thigh?
Yeah.
Wow.
But, so I said, please do not put my face on your body. I don't want it.
Right.
Of course she did.
Oh, yeah.
She got a picture of me, it's probably my headshot, with the hat on.
Right.
On her thigh. Oh, so when she's wearing a skirt or shorts, you can see my face.
Oh, man.
Right? So I'm like, oh, my God. This is, but can you imagine going out with her? And being intimate for the first time.
Hey, Dad.
And you're getting down there and you're like, I'm like.
It's like when George Costanza had his mom's doll in bed.
Yeah, that would be a good contraceptive right there.
Yeah.
The birth control, my face staring at you.
I mean, you're making eye contact with three relatives.
Yeah. It's like when she gets naked, you meet the whole family. You know, it's just like, oh my God.
That's so funny. That's so funny.
But I was thinking how funny it would be if she got it on her leg and then you said it and I'm like, oh no, this is real. Like,
it's I'm like, why would you do that?
Right.
It is sweet. I mean, it's nice.
If you knew my daughter, it's like she's just nuts. So
now would you ever get a tattoo? Or no?
Probably. At this point, I'm 70 years old. I mean, what's the point of getting tattoos now? My wife has one on the back. It's the ribbon for the American Cancer because she's a breast cancer survivor.
Okay.
So she's got one on her back.
Well, that's nice.
Which I never see, so.
Yeah, I would only get one just to piss off the corner.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, oh, really? Okay. But, you know, it's like some funky message, you know.
The secret to life is.
Yeah, exactly.
You just put something that says cut here with a bunch of like dotted lines.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly, man. So it's so fun. So we'd be remiss if we didn't. So we started a little bit late this morning.
Very late.
Because
I apologize.
Cat,
okay.
Literally, your cat stole your wallet and your ID and hid it.
Which is great. Well, so everything's in there. You know, the wallet, the ID, the credit cards, all that stuff. Last night, I DJ trivia, I come home, I do a 90-minute pro wrestling podcast.
Right.
I'm sitting on the couch, I take my wallet out, I put the cash in my cash box, and I put the wallet in the spot where I always put my wallet.
Right.
Fall asleep, wake up this morning in an absolute like panic. First of all, I set like four alarms and I slept through three of them. So I was like right on the
good
money.
Thing
of,
you
like,
set the fourth one.
I was like right on the money of like, okay, if I get out of the house, like, you know, I run my life on a razor's fucking edge, bro. It's wild. But I was like, okay, I can just get up, throw my clothes on. It takes 45 minutes to get there. I'll get there 15 minutes early.
Right.
Beautiful. I was like, oh, this, I'm ready to go. Put my pants on, everything else. Wallet. Go to the spot. Coffee table, always. Coffee table, like, there's a Yankee candle. There's all this, I know where all my shit is.
For you burglars out there.
Yeah, so it's always right there, unless it's still in my pants, which is always possible. Because, you know, you take your pants off, put your wallet in. So I went through every pair of pants I wore. I went through every pair of pants I wore.
Couldn't find it.
I went through the spots that I would usually, like, if I was to put it down somewhere else, like other places I might have left it in the past. Where I remember I left it in the, you know, in the bathroom, thing. So I start checking those spots, and then I'm like, okay, now I have to check the spots that I have no clue for. I start pulling the couch apart.
Oh my God.
In a part of the couch, because I sit on one side of the couch all the time because it's closest to the TV, because I'm a sicko like that. So I always sit on the side that's closest to the TV, all the way away from the TV, wedged inside, like under the cushion, and then between the two parts that go 90 degrees, wedged in there that I could barely see it. And then as I pull it out, wouldn't you know?
Oh, my God.
So I got a new cat in March.
Right.
And he is a wild man. I had two female cats before. I've never had a boy cat.
Okay.
The female cat I have right now is big and fat like Garfield, very chill.
Right.
This cat is the most, if I'm eating a box of Cheez-Its, the cat's in my Cheez-Its. If I'm eating a bag of popcorn, then he wants to stick his head in the popcorn. If I'm eating a plate of food, he wants to jump up on the table and then enjoy the meal with me. If something smells like me, he carries it around. I think the wallet.
So either it's weed.
It's either he smells like, right. He either smells like me or he smells like weed. Maybe he thought it was catnip, yeah. But. And then like buried it like a cat would do. You know
right.
What I mean? Like found a little
right
hidey hole for it. And it was I almost drove back to the restaurant I hosted trivia at the night before to see if I left it there.
Right.
And I'm like, no, I couldn't have because I remembered taking the cash and putting it in my cash box.
Right.
So this was a 45.
Oh, man.
When I tell you 45 minutes of me thinking I lost my mind. John, right. I woke up this morning thinking I have Alzheimer's, I have dementia, I've got something going on.
Right.
I lost this wallet, like, because I had such clear visions of taking the wallet out and putting the cash in my cash box. And then I woke up and nothing, like, it just was gone.
Right.
This is a terrible, like, what have I done? Like, are there holes in my brain?
Right,
did
right,
I get
right,
a concussion?
Right.
Like, I literally took your wallet out of your pants and
not out of
walked
the,
off.
It took it off of the coffee table where I usually keep it on my
okay.
coffee table.
Okay.
Kept it. Picked it up by, I don't know, something here. Like little,
oh, my God.
Little marks. And like, picked it up and literally, like, found a spot.
That's
wedged
so funny.
It,
it was probably like a cat toy or something.
Yeah, because they bought
those
around.
It's a cat burglar.
A cat burglar.
And there you go. That's the title of the episode, yeah. The
cat burglar.
Watch
when you get home today. There's all these Amazon packages of cat toys.
That's right.
Chewies.
Oh, yeah. Right, yeah. He found my credit cards.
Yeah.
He got thumbs somehow.
Yeah. Yeah. So funny. Watching cat porn and stuff he ordered.
That's so funny, man.
Who ordered cats in the Garfield movie on pay-per-view?
Pussies galore. What is this? I didn't order this.
The cat ordered James
Going
Bond.
Going through the inside of
Stormy Daniels catalog.
Yeah. Oh, that's so funny. Octopussy.
Yeah.
That's a James Bond movie? Why?
Right, like, the cats are sitting there all disappointed. They're like, I was expecting something else.
Yeah, so freaking funny, man. But, so freaking funny. Now you smoke a fair amount of call ganja.
Yeah.
Do your cats, maybe you think you might be like getting them stoned, that they're causing them to do these crazy antics?
You know, you bring that up and that there could be credence to that. Only because.
You think?
Only because I had, let me pull out, let me see if I get a picture of one of my cats. Right. So this cat must get stoned because.
Well, if it's in a room with you, I'm sure.
Because look at how big this cat is.
Oh, so it's eating Doritos.
Yeah, it's eating.
Show it to the camera.
Let me see if I can get a vertical. Yeah, okay, so here we go. So this is going to be better for the camera.
Look at that.
That is most, that big white thing in the middle.
Not the big white pussy right there.
That is my cat. I'll make sure there's no glit. Yeah, but anyway, that's my cat. It's big and fat, and then there was another one behind it, but it's like a 20-something, but it's like...
That's a huge cat, man.
If I caught this cat in a fishing tournament, I'd win. You know what I mean? It's like, hold it up by the tail.
And if you so roll funny. It over, you'll see the Superman tattoo, the Celtic tattoo on it.
Six nipples. But I think this cat maybe just has the munchies all the time, because she always asks for food.
Yeah.
And like, I'm one of those people with animals where... If the animal begs for food too much, I'm like, fine. You know what? If you want to just get big and fat and be a big load, like, I'm not going to stop you. Here's your food. Stop meowing at me. So now this cat is
oh, she got you trained.
Oh, yeah. And she runs that. She runs the house. She pushes the little guy around, you know, because he's smaller than her. So she pushes the little guy around.
All right.
My house is run by pussy and not in the way you would think.
I have the same thing with a dog at our house. We have an Australian Shepherd.
Oh,
and they're smart.
Yes.
But you got to really work them. And we don't work this dog.
Right.
So my wife wanted the dog. I didn't want. I like dogs. I love dogs. Yeah. But I don't really want to own a dog. You know. So, but this dog has got my wife trained. Because my wife, the dog will take shit and then come up to you and show it to you. And my wife will go, trade me and give her. The dog a little treat to get things. Like the dog will come up with a steak knife with the sharp end pointed out.
It's a stick up.
And come up to you and my wife will go, okay, trade me, drop it. Cigarette lighters come in with a cigarette lighter. It'll go right to her, not to me.
Oh my God.
I'll look at her and go, I'm not giving you anything. I don't care.
Right.
Go stab yourself.
That is so funny. That is so funny.
I told my wife, I said, this dog got you trained.
Trained
really good.
I mean, that's the thing, man. Yeah. When you bring pets into your house, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just gonna own you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're just gonna own you.
They're cute, and they're you know.
Yeah.
But I think that's also a great security feature. A lot of people have an attack dog, but none of them have a knife in their mouth.
Right. Yes, a knife. I said, is this dog part Puerto Rican? I don't know.
It's not an Australian Shepherd. Yeah. It's a Cuban Shepherd.
It's an Aussie.
That's right. Yeah. Were you on the set of West Side Story?
Yeah, yeah. When you see you dancing.
I'm a jet. Yeah. I'm a jet. I'm a jet. That's so funny.
What
man.
Would you do if you broke into a house and there was a dog with a knife in its mouth? I'd just leave.
Yeah, kind of like, okay, this house is a little too crazy for me. I got to get out of here. You know?
Because that's scary. And like an attack dog is scary enough because they got a bunch of teeth, but like the extra threat of a knife.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, why would the dog have a knife in its mouth?
And how did it know to carry it the right way?
Yes. It's an Australian Shepherd. They're very intelligent, it knew better. Yeah.
Yes. The Bichon Frise has a knife in its mouth.
And he probably still pissed off that my wife had his balls chopped off. I'd be carrying a knife around in my teeth, too.
Yeah.
That's so funny, man. I love it. But you are what we would call a functioning pothead. I mean, that's
that's
part
a good
of your,
way to put it.
It's part of your routine, man. I mean, that's just, you know,
it's part of your daily medicine
of sorts.
Yeah, well, you know, I've had talks with a couple of the older jocks at this station, and they always, you know, if they see me in the parking lot after a shift or something, they're always like, yeah, man, you're doing it right. And I'm like, are we working at a rock radio station?
Yeah,
or are we not? Like,
yeah,
what are we doing
here? Exactly.
Like, I don't know. The last thing I want is some guy in a fucking polo shirt going, up next is Kickstart My Heart. Like,
yeah,
what the fuck? You want somebody who you know.
We got all the great classics here. We'll play it a little later on.
It's like, you know, I know I'm just talking for 15 seconds until you get to a place where there's a commercial and the station makes money. I get it. But like for me, my fun part is that 15 to 30 seconds where I get to talk. So like,
if you wake up one day and you don't, take your daily medicine of ganj, will you be a different person or what?
It's kind of like, you know how somebody has one of those mugs that's like, don't talk to me until I've had my coffee?
Right, same thing.
It's the same kind of thing, only I think my real downfall was I don't like rolling papers.
Okay.
So I smoke with tobacco wraps, and those have nicotine in them.
So that
ends up being like,
double whammy.
I want to wake up in the morning and have that because it's like having nicotine. You know,
you're having that cigarette in the morning with your coffee.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Which is weird because the nicotine gives you the buzz, but then the weed gives you not a buzz. So it's kind of it brings you like right to the middle.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. It's a weird. But I think the nicotine is really if I didn't use nicotine or tobacco wraps, I probably wouldn't have to smoke one in the morning.
So why don't you like regular rolling papers?
They burn too fast.
Oh, okay.
And, like, otherwise you have to, if you double them up, it'll burn less quickly.
Right.
But then you have to, if you ever try to roll, one is hard enough.
Right.
When you roll two papers together, it gets a little hinky. So it's like you're wasting more time. With the tobacco wraps, I mean, I'm a speed roller. I shock. Like, I'll do it at, like, for, like, basically a party trick.
Right.
I'll get out one of the tobacco things. I got a little thing that splits the thing right down the middle. It's got it's got a little circle. It's got a little razor blade in it. It goes, whoosh, it splits it. I'm very cheap. I buy weed that is pre-ground. So I split that thing. I gut it out, and I'd like take out a pouch. It looks like I'm stuffing an old-time musket. You know, like
right.
they have to do all that stuff. So I do that, and then I go,
you got the little musket
yeah,
horn.
Exactly. Yeah, I got the horn, and I pour it out of the horn into the thing, and then I lick the top, and I roll it. But I've been sitting there, like, it'll only take me, like, maybe 90 seconds.
Yeah.
If I'm locked in, I can do it in 90 seconds, 2 minutes to be generous. But, like, if I'm really rolling and I do one of those and I go, I'll have a friend look at me and go, how did you do that?
Yeah.
Practice, man, like anything else.
That's it. When I was in high school and I couldn't roll a joint,
right.
And I went over to a friend's house and we had an ounce of pot. And we sat there to practice rolling a joint. But he taught me, I took a dollar bill out. Oh. And you put the rolling paper in the bill. So it's got a little tackier.
Yeah.
And you put the weed in and it just push the bill and it starts to roll on
it's,
it.
It's like one of those little rolling machines.
Yeah.
But
now, nowadays, I mean, I still smoke a little weed at night. But, I love rolling joints.
Yeah, I like rolling with the tobacco. There's something about just the process of it.
Right.
It's almost like Do you ever see like a Japanese tea ceremony or a Chinese tea where they like sit down and they're like, okay, we're going to boil the water and the water has to get to the right temperature and then we have to put the tea leaves in it.
Right. Right.
For a certain number of seconds, you do all that stuff. Right. That's the way I look at it. I was like, I got
only in a porno movie have I seen that.
But there's like, it's a real life thing. It's like, yeah. I find it very relaxing for me. It's like almost like a like zen where I'm like, okay, I got all my stuff out. I can just, I lay it out and it's just very ceremonial because there's steps to it. You have right. to do it in a certain, you can't skip a step. You know what I mean? You have to That's do everything so in order and it just, then when you're done, you have something to smoke. And it's like, okay, I've centered myself on this thing and here we go.
Yeah, it's not like years ago where you would take the album cover out.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
To clean it and there'd be like a ton of seeds yeah, and right. stems and stuff like that. Now, I mean, you're buying it. I got a little grinder that a yep. buddy of mine used to have.
Nice and
grind
easy.
It up, nice.
And they barely, the way that they grow the weed now, they barely have stems and seeds.
Oh, there's them. Yeah, there's nothing. You'd be lucky if you find a seed.
Yeah, there. Yeah, because they tend to pick, a lot of people will, back in the day, you didn't realize you'd just pick any kind of plant. Like they were picking the plants you weren't, the plants you were supposed to leave to grow.
Right.
They were, and like get seeds out of.
Right.
They were picking those. There's like female ones and male ones, and you're supposed to pick like certain flowers right. that the buds that don't have seeds in them, basically you're supposed to pick those ones out, and the ones with seeds you're supposed to like harvest those and like yeah. replant them.
But they
and,
were
like,
stoners,
right? Exactly. They weren't farmers.
Looks good, man.
Yeah. Now there's, you can go to like Sacred Heart or any of these places and get like a degree in growing marijuana.
Yeah. You can go online. Yeah. To, yeah.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
College, like
I mean, it's a business. I mean, it's a business now.
It's a booming.
It's
business.
A booming
I have
business.
A buddy of
right?
mine I went to high school with is partners with a dispensary.
The greenhouse
all over
and,
New England.
Yeah, I mean, wow. it's an investment. I mean, you yeah. got to spend some money for the greenhouse and the
it's
lights.
It's not
and
like
the,
you can open up your own. But you got to have money.
You got to have money.
Up
yeah, there's some capital
in, and then go through all the government stuff of getting, you know, right. zoning and all of that stuff.
Right,
and people are like, oh, I don't want that in my neighborhood.
Right,
kids are gonna. First of all, you can't get in unless you're 21 years
right.
old.
Yeah, it's right.
I mean, it's strict. It, you know, you're not gonna get in there. And it's not like people walking out of there and you know with you bongs out yeah. of their pocket or smoking in the front. I mean,
they
from the store.
You can't, like, they have so many rules about
yeah.
It has to stay sealed, like they staple the bag together. It's got to mm-hmm. stay closed until you get it back to your house. They make it very clear for you to not mess this
yeah.
up.
It's the safest way to get weed, actually. I mean,
yeah.
you know, you,
yeah.
unless you know somebody that's actually growing it. But,
right.
you know, you're buying it off the street. You don't know what people are putting in it. Here, you know, there's
but
a...
But with all the taxes and everything, like, is now buying weed, you know, through yeah. the dispensary and all that, it's pricey now, right? So are people still going black market to get it cheaper?
I still think people do, yeah.
Yeah, we got to...
Or the younger people that are not right. 21 years mm-hmm. old.
Right.
I mean,
right.
I'm buying
right.
yeah, weed at 15 years old when, you know...
Yeah, you're right. just... You're getting
early
it from
70s or whatever, and
right.
you know that was the fun part.
Right. When this is going back several years, my wife and I were living in Chicago. We're not pot smokers, but she worked with a pot smoker. The guy was like a functioning pot smoker every day, just smoked pot. And so this is before kids. So my wife was like, you know, I'm going to ask him for a joint. Let's smoke it. Yeah, okay. So she shows up. She comes home from work one day, and she's got a joint. And I go, let's get it. We had a hot tub in our bed. You know,
oh.
Yeah, so we got in the hot tub, Ooh. And we smoking the entire joint, and all of a sudden, and then my wife starts freaking out. Like, she gets out of the tub, pure naked, under the, opening the window, like, you know, she's freaking out. I'm like, what do you want me to do? Should I call 911? I'm like, yeah, she's right here, officer. That's her, you know. And all of a sudden, so I'm sitting in the tub. I'm like, man, I'm hungry. So I get out of the tub, stark naked, go down, get a bag
she's
of Doritos.
Out on the
yeah, my yard. Wife is like freaking out by the window. I get back in the tub. I'm devouring a bag of Doritos.
That's
freaking
amazing.
Devouring it. So we get, you know, the next morning, we, you know, the water's out and the tub is just lined with Dorito crumbs.
He's got the crumbs.
And she goes back.
Oh, no.
She goes back to work and she's like, yeah, man, I tried we tried that joint and it was pretty powerful stuff. He goes, you smoked the whole joint?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
he's like, you're only supposed
no.
to take a couple. I guess he put some like seeds or.
Oh, you no. put, there's, yeah, there's like distillate crystals and stuff. You
yeah.
Put in there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's.
We just got freaking, we were gone.
He gave you angel dust.
Yeah, he gave you like the crack of marijuana,
yeah.
basically. Because
yeah.
there's like, they just, they do distill it down to like tinctures and oils and crystals and whatever so they can have different functions with it. But that's like when you take hot sauce and you like distill it into like just the capsaicin. It's just the THC crystals. Yeah. Like
it's a lot more potent now than it was years and years ago. I mean, I remember when I was younger that we would just go out and like Saturdays, Sundays, bone rides. You know, when you just get in a car and you drive around in the woods and stuff like that, and you just, everybody got a joint, or you're just smoking, you know, three or four joints. You can't do that nowadays.
You smoke
a joint by yourself. You pretty much better have some time.
Just because it's too powerful?
It's potent.
And unless you build up a tolerance to it. Like,
right.
You know, but even me, like, there's some stuff recently. I still go to Massachusetts because the prices in Connecticut need to come down.
I mean, is it dramatic?
It's pretty dramatic.
Wow. Like, state tax. Do you have a medical? Or
I don't have a medical, but even so, the prices in Massachusetts, because Massachusetts started this process 5-10 years before Connecticut did. So I saw it happen in real time, where the Massachusetts dispensaries, all the dispensaries have to start off charging a lot of money to pay off the licensing fee, like you're saying, all those things.
Right.
Because there's, like, off the rip, I think it's, like, one of the licenses might be 10 G's or 25 G's, and then you have to have inspections and all this.
Right,
and through each step, you have to pay inspectors, and you have to pay for certifications and stuff, and it all stacks up. So in Massachusetts, they were very high, and then once they all paid off their loans, it all dropped down. And I'm seeing that in Connecticut right now. Stuff that I could get, like, if you want to get just, like, a little vaporizer cartridge or something, in Massachusetts, you can get them $10, $15, $20.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, that is cheap.
They're $35 in Connecticut now.
Wow.
You know what
more.
I mean? Or more. Like, $35 is the cheapest I've seen.
Wow.
So, like, and then, you know, buying weed, like I said, I buy the pre-ground stuff. I can get an ounce for $40, and then plus sales tax, it's 20% sales tax. So
okay.
$48, but that's $48 for a pre-ground ounce of weed. I don't have to do any work to it. So I'm like, that's absolutely worth it. And then the bud, because it's full-grown and all that stuff, is like $80 an ounce, $100 an ounce, $120. You can find a $300 ounce of weed. You just don't.
Well,
need
years
to buy
ago,
it.
That it. I mean, when I started smoking pot, $20 for an ounce.
Yeah,
you didn't know
what
you get. Then you bought by color. You know, Acapulco Gold.
Yes,
the black ganja.
The little
you'd buy, and it was good.
It's a good time to wrap up the show.
Yeah, I would say so.
Thanks for coming on the show, man.
Hey, man, listen, anytime.
Vince Barry.
I'll get CPR certified before the next
episode.
That's it.
We got to come in. We need an EMT sitting outside.
That was fun up until
crazy.
John almost died.
Now we got to do that every ending of every show. This is going to be tough.
Next week, it's the Sopranos ending. Some guy's just going to walk in.
How does it end? I want to know. John's okay.
Yeah, man.
We'll be back.
Great for coming on the show, man. Thank you so much.
Mine's
another great show.
Yep, you too, John. Yeah. And
sit down, stand up.
We'll walk you out.
All right.
Sure, we'll get you to sit down and then see if you can stand up.
See if you stand up. Until next time.
Yeah.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.